On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
So you get excited because they're excited, gets me excited, gets all our fans excited, and our sponsors. So it's going to work out.
Bless you, boys! Unbelievable! I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
Step into the well-informed, ill-advised, and oddly entertaining world of Tall Can Sports.
Here we go!
Light the candle!
It's the Tall Can Sports Podcast on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. Go figure. There's Rob.
Hey.
He's back.
It's me.
Better than ever.
Or at least as average.
As good as ever.
As average as always.
What's going on, man?
I started reading Moby Dick today.
Okay.
Call me Ishmael.
I will not.
Okay. You should, though.
Okay, Ishmael. We'll see if that sticks.
That's what's happening.
Okay.
Herman Melville's Moby Dick, also known as the whale.
The white whale.
So, that's what's happening here.
Okay. Sorry I asked.
Little bit of classic lit. What do you got going, you illiterate fool?
Finish this fool! That's fair. I got some funny sound clips to put on. Right. Got some wacky horns to put. What are you drinking today, man?
That's Tim's IPA from Big Spruce.
Shout out to Tim.
Hey, Tim.
So we've been mentioning a few times on the show here recently some stuff we brought back from Nova Scotia. The Big Spruce is where I got the serial killer, which I mentioned on a couple of previous episodes with Maddie Lang. You are into Tim's IPA.
I'm not sure what happened with the name there. I don't know how you call your...
It's poor.
Serial killer, which is... C-E-R-E-A-L.
It's quite clever.
Yes.
I see what you did there.
An oatmeal stout. Yes, yeah. Very clever. Yeah. And then we got Tim's.
Hey, Tim.
IPA.
Yep.
So, now again, I need to be careful now, right? As I was saying to you before, firing back a couple of IPAs.
Yeah.
Back to back to back.
Yep.
All in the 6.5 to 6.9 range.
Nice.
AAV may leave me screaming here.
Okay. Well, as long as you're leaving.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right. Light it up. Let's go.
Yeah, for sure. I got two things I'd like to play for you to start the show.
Is it more Sean Avery?
I wish.
Okay.
Although I am now a loyal follower of Sean
Avery. Greasy podcast director.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's accurate.
Would you like... I'm going to give you the choice. Could you just leave your microphone alone over there? Okay. Just quit fucking with it. would you like to start with...
It's always better when somebody... You're Skyping with somebody, right? You don't have these problems.
Well, they're just kind of... When Maddie's on, I can tell when he drops me into speakerphone so we can get back into the fridge or the liquor cabinet. And I've had numerous listeners tell me... What do you think Maddie's getting out of the liquor cabinet when he drops the phone? So, you know, you there's some trade-offs, right? There's, you know how it is.
Well, 6 months ago, I would have said he's going in there to grab a moose head.
No, he's a well-educated man.
Okay, but there's been a couple of shows where you've listened to and he's just slumming it beer-wise. Now, yeah, having been out with him a couple times and he's...
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a nice palate for it, so it's good for him.
So... I have two things that for you to choose from. We're going to play them both. You can decide which one's coming first.
Okay.
One is Great Britain defeats France at the World Hockey Championships and survives without being relegated on the heels of that victory. We have their team reaction. Or
I've heard it.
Okay. Or we have the most awkward, uncomfortable softball commentary from ESPNU, as they call some university softball. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with softball, of course, man.
Okay, as most people do. So to set the stage here just a little bit, they are talking about sports psychology within the softball world. And they're referencing, you know, how important it is for pitchers. And the play-by-play guy has just asked his color commentator, a woman who clearly used to play high-level softball, whether or not she ever was able to benefit from sports psychology herself. So we'll play that.
I was fortunate. I got to work with Ken Revisa, and he was one of the absolute best.
Who's still out there doing what they do best, doing what he does best.
He passed away.
Yeah.
But
but
sports psychologists, I think, for pitchers are just, it's make or break. It's almost more important than doing the physical bullpens.
He passed away. Yeah. Oh.
He's still out there doing what he does.
Nope. He's not.
Yeah, he's passed away.
So Ken Revisa clearly is, I did just a little bit of research to make sure I had it right. You know, he was a well-renowned sports psychologist in the United States for a little while that she had a chance to work with. And we're going to hit it again just because there's clearly, he, you know, as a good co-host will do, he's just going to agree. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, but when you don't know good co-host.
Just shut up.
Just keep it general.
We'll hit it once more here, just so you can get it. It's just so awkward.
Really?
I was fortunate. I got to work with Ken Revisa, and he was one of the absolute best.
Who's still out there doing what they do best, doing what he does best?
He passed away.
Yeah.
But sports psychologists, I think, for pitchers are just. It's make or break. It's almost more important than doing the physical bullpens.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh, and really,
I'm gonna be on YouTube tomorrow.
Well, and the two of them, it's awkward. They're stepping on each other.
I thought she was doing okay. He's out there doing what they do. He does, like, he's clearly stuttering.
And she's talking about the mental side, yep, and then the actual bullpen word. Yeah. And honestly, just struggling.
To be fair, it is university level broadcasting, but awkward, man. Super uncomfortable.
All right.
So you've heard the other one.
What is this word doing? Because we're seamless.
No, we're killing it, man. This other one, I know apparently you've heard, to set the scene just a little bit, the British are playing the French, this lousy French, in the, round robin.
The 100 years war.
Yeah. Of the World Hockey Championships. And, essentially winner gets to stay in the top division, losers getting relegated. And, the game goes to overtime before somebody, Davies, I think it was Chris Davies, scores to beat the French. Can't believe it wasn't on Cristobal Huey. But Benjamin Bounds, I believe, was the goaltender for the British. He'd had a killer tournament, shutting it down for the Brits. So I'm going to let you listen to this the first time on your own and hope you can hear it for yourself. They were obviously fully expecting to get relegated. The British, not known for their hockey prowess. We'll hit you with, as they're getting, you know, they're celebrating, you can hear the regal music in the background before the anthems, all that stuff. We'll let you hear how they reacted to avoiding relegation. I kind of like it, man.
We're shit. And
we know we are, we're shit.
That ranks right up there with, we love you, GB. We do. We love you, GB. Which I think this is a take on.
Mm.
Yes. You hear that at a lot of international sporting events.
Yeah. The British, this is the first time they have been able to successfully stay in the top division for the first time
since two consecutive years.
Yeah, for the first time since the 50s. So, I don't know. On the other side,
the
Italians.
The Austrians, like, dominating the Italians, just not scoring.
Right.
And then the Italians, the Italian guy who scored in the shootout to give the Italians the...
From Mississauga?
Yeah. His name is McConnell, I think, is his name is. Yeah. And you're like,
come on.
I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, but...
Do you like these guys? I've had a few people say it online, and in a few... That's obnoxious, right? Are you showing up your opponent by claiming you're shit, and then you beat somebody... The British know they're not a hockey power, right? Like, they're having some fun with this.
Not like the French.
No, exactly. Well, they have Alex Texier and Cristobal Huey and...
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's about it.
Well, and they're killing... And Stephane DaCosta.
The British used to have Byron Defoe.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Well, and I'm not sure if the French have a league, but there is the English League.
Yeah.
Right, so... Now, I know it's full of Canadians and...
Theo Fleury played over there for a little while.
Chris Simon was also over there. Gino Ogic was over there.
Okay, so it's stocked full of Canadian enforcers.
Well, because they like the fighting.
Yeah, for sure.
They like the fighting.
The beering and the fighting.
Well, and my cousin went over and played for... he was playing out of Edinburgh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, after he was done his major junior, and he played a little bit in the AHL.
I was looking for you a couple of years ago for one of their... jerseys, like the Giants.
The Belfast Giants,
yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, and I wanted to for the longest time, but to grab one for my son.
Yeah.
Right, but they're, I was over there.
They don't ship cheap.
They do not ship cheap, and the store is rarely open.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, it's one of those things where I was there in May, season's done, they're like, yeah, you're not getting one of those.
Right. So just for those who maybe haven't had a chance to enjoy it again, we'll hit this once again, but the British celebrating their win to avoid relegation. Acknowledging that they're shit, and they know they are. It's kind of fun, man.
And it goes nicely with the music.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't find it obnoxious because, you just beat somebody. What I find is the IIHF... You're trying to grow the sport.
Yeah.
And clearly you have some shit at the bottom of these pools.
Sure.
Right? Now, the flip side is, it wasn't that long ago, Denmark was shit.
Yep.
And they are, while still...
How about the Swiss and the Germans?
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
Right? And so the Swiss and the Germans at least were always fringe Division One teams.
Yeah.
But
the Germans ran almost undefeated through the round robin.
Well, the Germans finished third right now as we enter quarterfinal time, right? They were in competition to finish in the top two.
Silver medal at the Olympics back in the...
Right, and the Swiss have beaten Canada the last two times they've played.
Yep.
Last Worlds and the Worlds before.
Yep.
Beaten
Canada at the Olympics before.
Yeah.
Took Canada to the shootout in 2010 in Vancouver, just about gave everybody a fucking heart attack.
So they're around. And then the team over there at Worlds has Niederreiter, has Heischer.
Fuel, give me fire, give me Nino Niederreiter. Sorry.
That's, nice, that's I like
sticking
it.
Sticking with me, man.
have Roman Josi, and there's still there's a bunch of...
Yeah.
They're not to be slept on, those guys.
No.
And not like Canada has a powerhouse team over there, right? And they're set to play in the quarters, right? 1-4.
Yeah, I think they actually drew the Swiss, didn't they? Maybe you already said that.
That's exactly what I'm saying, yeah. Sorry. So the Swiss finished fourth in the other division, and Canada finished first after beating the Americans 5-0. Thank you very much.
3-0? I think it was 3-0.
I think it was 3-0, too.
Okay.
I may have been getting it confused with the 5-1.
Fuck you Yankee Doodle Dandies.
Yeah, well, and it's nice.
On this show, it was 5-0.
Yeah, it's nice to see Patrick Kane's face. Yeah. Glum-looking mofo after the game going, we got our dicks kicked in the dirt, and now we got to play the Russians in the quarters.
It's a great idea.
That's how that works.
Yeah, and Kucherov's over. Like, the Russian team is stacked.
Well, the Russian team is – they got Ovechkin, Malkin, Kucherov, all going, right? And so Yeah,
the Swedes have looked pretty good up until that encounter with the Russians.
Well, until the Russians scored 6 second period goals on them in
that's
that
rough.
In that, you know, winner makes
what
first.
What are you doing, Hank?
Well, and you know what the beauty is and again, a little impromptu World Championship talk,
sure.
is Canada getting that first spot is, for the first time ever, you win your quarter, they reseed you.
Yeah.
So this
do you like that?
I do.
I do too.
Right? So now Canada will finish no worse than they'll get seeded as second
right.
in the semis if they beat the Swiss.
So it used to be, for those who don't know, it was bracketed. You're one versus four. You know, you stayed in your bracket, one versus four stayed in your. Now, once you get through, they will take all the records and shuffle them again so that the top teams will always get the weaker opponent. And to me, that's how it should be. You should keep doing that, right?
Right. And so it looks like if Canada and Russia both win, they'll avoid each other in the semi, and Canada may get a Czech Republic.
Yeah.
In the next round, as opposed to having
been
to play.
Inspired by this Canada team, like
okay, well, and especially when I think Tavares was going to be their best player,
yeah,
and he gets hurt,
goes home with an oblique or whatever it was, yeah.
right? But the team has, as the tournament has built, they've started to really play,
yep.
some cohesive, good
well,
it's hockey.
True, and Matt Murray's looked pretty good.
Well, and Carter Hart's their backup,
yep.
But Matt Murray was awesome. Now I'm not sure he looked like he tweaked something,
okay,
right in the final sort of. 2 minutes of that USA game.
Yeah, that's not what you
know. It was probably Chris Kreider going through the crease,
right.
douchebag. crease crashing Chris Kreider. Kreider. Yeah, that's
love
how that,
that
goes.
Alliteration.
Yeah, and so anyway, somebody came through the crease and it sort of hit him in the head. And so he was sort of hunched over
right.
to finish the game. But Carter Hart looked pretty good.
Right.
So yeah, the team has looked fairly cohesive without a pile of big stars.
What did you think, if anything, Canada comes back late, beats the Slovaks?
Yeah, that was
it's
the...
It's in Slovakia.
And that's the former senator combination, Chabot to Stone.
Yeah.
2 seconds left. Cha-ching!
And, yeah, pretty sweet on the power play. And the Slovaks jeer and boo and whatever through whatever because they were not happen. They were not happy with the late power play given to Canada.
Yeah, but take it up with your shitty European refs.
Okay, I agree with you. But then you sat there and continued through the entire national anthem.
Yeah,
and a day or two later, you're doing your Pavel Dimitra right tribute later on. And all I can think is, yeah, that's nice, but you already showed yourself to be fuckheads who
yep.
are going to boo somebody else's anthem. I don't have to show you any love for your dead plane crash. like, I had no beef with Pavel Dimitra.
Pavel Dimitra.
Don't expect me to get too worked up with...
The greatest senator that never was.
That never was.
He was a senator, and they traded him for Christer Olsen.
Well, that's a great deal. And did he not come back later as a trade deadline? No.
Not, that was Bondra.
Peter Bondra.
Yeah. But
the other great
no, Dimitra just went and killed it in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And did, you know, and Christer Olsen never played a game in the NHL.
Well, and people don't remember.
Bad trade.
The 2010 Olympics, that Slovak team, that's who Canada had to just squeak by in the semis. Dimitra was killer in that tournament. Like
Miro Chetan.
Miro Chetan, Zdeno Chara, like all those guys. But,
Hossa.
But Dimitra carried that team. And it had been a few years since he was thought of as being a dominant guy. He was outstanding in that tournament, right?
Get on my back and my bald head will lead the way. Pavel Dimitra.
Sure. Well,
it's disrespectful. Don't stop your whistling.
Yeah.
I hate the whistling and the stamping.
Just boo.
It seems bitchish.
Yeah.
And like childish and you need a slap. Maybe a spank. I'm not entirely sure. Don't whistle and jeer.
I just
that.
Can't get all fired up about all the so classy of the Slovak fans to want to honor him. Yeah? What'd they do yesterday? Fuck you. You're no different than any other sports fan that I do what I want when my team's doing good and fuck your team. And that's okay. But don't tell me about how great they were with their little tribute to...
Well, who was saying how great they were?
Twitter.
Okay.
At Tolkien Audio.
Yeah, right. Well,
I wasn't saying how great they were.
Yeah.
Twitter. I was shouting down.
Twitter people. Twitter people.
That's us. We love Twitter people. Okay. Hit us up with your feelings on this at Tolkien Audio before Rob's allowed to finish bashing you.
Chlamydiots.
Yeah, all right.
Anyways.
Why don't we move...
Brains clouded from STIs and whatever else.
I want to talk about anything but that. The two conference finals have wrapped up in the NHL. We have a Stanley Cup final set. We'll get to that in just a little while. I wanted to touch on, only because we talked about the greatest senator that never was in Pavel Dimitra, perhaps the greatest Sens coach that may or may not be in Patrick Waugh. They say they've interviewed like seven guys. There's Jacques Martin, who we've talked about on here before, who I kind of like as a candidate.
Rick Bowness.
Going way back.
Original coach Rick Bowness.
Yeah. Troy Mann, DJ Smith.
Not Trent Mann.
No, I was going to say Trevor Mann. Still going to be wrong, but
yep.
Yeah. DJ Smith.
Mark Crawford.
He's not.
Yeah, Crawford, Mann, DJ Smith.
Yeah.
Bonus, Martin.
Waugh.
And then Patrick Waugh.
Yeah.
It's a very diverse. Oh, and Lehman, Providence College head coach.
Gary Lehman?
Nope. Stefan.
Sure.
Marcus.
Stefan Legion?
No. Anyways, yeah. Sorry, buddy, from Providence College.
It's not
going to
be you, man.
Yeah. It's not going to be you.
You know what? If it is you, come on into the TCA studios. We'll apologize and give you some lineup pointers. You know what? As I look at this, I was blown away at the coverage of the Waugh thing. I know he's the biggest name, but they're like, sources say they met today in Montreal. Bruce Garriott had already reported they were going to meet. Why was it important what day and where? And I saw Pierre Dorion leaving with the... Do you think this is... I've got a theory that they have no plans on hiring Patrick Waugh.
Zero.
But it's a big name, and you now saw us interview that big name, and you know that we were probably willing to spend. You know, is there anything to that, or do you think they? You've already said you don't think they are. There's
any
chance.
I don't think so. And the reality is, the things you're hearing out there is. A, not that Patrick Waugh is hard up for cash.
No.
But you look at Ralph Kruger getting $4 million to coach the Buffalo Sabres. That's fucking crazy. Hey, I spent the last 7 years running an English soccer team.
Yeah.
That makes me perfect to run the Buffalo Sabres bench. But Todd McClellan getting fired after the job he did in Edmonton, getting 5 for 5 in LA.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the reality is
Mike Babcock.
Yeah, okay, but that is the Babcock effect, right?
Of course, pulled everybody up.
Is all the salaries have come up.
Yep.
The day that somebody buys a ticket to see a coach...
No, yeah.
...is never.
Totally agree with that. So, totally agree with that.
And if you look at, and you're the analytics boy in this room...
B-O-I,
right there.
I can't be the analytics man. I have to be the analytics boy. All right.
Is you look at Ross 3 years in Colorado.
Terrible.
And the 1 year that he did really well, the analytics show their possession numbers, their defending.
You will not last. This is not going to work.
And then Alec Guy Boucher, it went the exact same way.
Yeah.
It just trended downward horribly. And what does Ottawa need? We need some defensive structure and less time in our own zone. That is not what that guy is.
No.
And he's a fucking hothead. And we don't need him and Eugene Melnyk in the same area code.
I wonder if that's not, if they're being real about this.
And they're not.
Okay. I'll defer to you on that. That's not the thing, right? If you're talking about what Patrick Waugh said last night, you're not talking about Eugene Melnyk. You're not talking about, you know, the mistake that Thomas Chabot made inside his own blue line or the turnover that whatever young guy that you're... Because they're going to be young for a while. They're going to be bad. And I don't believe that Patrick Waugh is the guy...
They have a projected $38 million in cap space.
Come get yourself some Patrick Marleau.
Weesh.
No, he's not the guy to coach up your kids. He might be the guy to take the attention off them.
Yeah. And I saw that and I'm like... Fuck no. No, 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 no. And then I thought to myself, that's the senator thing to do.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, okay, that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
He's the worst.
We finally spent some money.
He's the worst coaching option.
Yeah. That seems... You would take any of the other six guys.
I don't want DJ Smith.
I would love for you to take DJ Smith.
Yeah, no, I don't want him. I don't want Lehman. I don't want the college coach. I'd prefer that man stayed in Belleville and worked with what's going to be more of our future because right. he did a fine job down there.
And you're running out of options, man. I was selling Jacques Martin not too long ago.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And you and I both agreed on it.
But that the fan base would hate it.
I don't think so. If you look at, I'm also bullish on Rick Bowness.
Really?
If you look at Ben Bishop when they announced the Vezina.
Oh, the Bish.
Yeah, or the Bishop. When they announced the Vezina Trophy nominees, and Bishop said, they're like, what do you attribute for your great season? And he's saying, you know, my teammates and everything. He said, but what I'd really like to say is I've been nominated for the Vezina three times, and all three of those times, Rick Bowness has ran the defense on that team.
Right.
That's in Tampa.
Right.
That's now in Dallas.
Right.
Right. And so to me, that, if nothing else, steady hand, teach defensive schemes, zone coverage, those sorts of things. And yeah. That is what Ottawa needs.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, is he a retread? He hasn't had a head coaching job, I don't think, since Ottawa.
Right.
Now, he's been in Arizona. He's been in Tampa. He's been in Vancouver. He's been in Dallas as an assistant.
Yep.
Super competent. Right. The guy we hire now
is the guy that's going to get fired in 2 years.
In 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
Right? But he's going to be the guy when you get to the when you get to that playoff spot and you go, I need somebody to get me over the hump, and that's not that guy.
Right.
So I am, at this point, actively actually going all in for Martin or Bonus, one of the two.
Yeah, I think if I was, you know, I was talking about this the other day with a couple of people. For what I want as a Leaf fan and for my own entertainment dollar, I'm all in on Patrick Waugh as the new Sens head coach.
Whew, for sure, man.
But as the bright hire, I'm looking at Martin first and then, I don't know, Troy Mann, maybe Rick Bowness, fine. I just think Jacques Martin brings a little bit of stability and, you know, everybody knows what he brings. He's familiar with the market. Maybe it's a brief reminder of a better time. And everyone, your smart hockey fans, remember that he was the guy that helped bring them to a certain level. Even if he couldn't see them over the finish line,
right.
It still plants a little bit of hope that then you fire him, like we're saying, in 2 or 3 years, to bring in the guy that will take these kids, your Colin Whites and your Tkachuks and your Shabbats,
Brian Murray.
Sure. You know, bring them up to a certain point and then move along again, right? And I don't know what's going to happen there, but I sure the fuck hope it's Patrick Waugh because it'll give this podcast all kinds of fodder for months to come.
And it's so wrong for so many reasons, right?
It's a big name.
Waugh, he's pushing the glass.
Oh, they're pushing it back.
Oh, and the Ducks are pushing it back. Like, are we going to get more of that?
I hope so.
Yes.
I really hope so.
Yeah, no, I hope not.
Yeah.
And you know what? Patty boy, stay over there in Quebec.
I wonder if, as much as anything else, I don't know how much you recall, when he was finished in Colorado, he wasn't fired. He quit, and he didn't tell the team he was doing it. He hired a PR firm to quit, like a week or two before training camp.
Yeah, it was in August.
Yeah. I wonder whether he gets this or not, if this isn't his attempt to say, I'm back, baby, right? Well, like, I'm ready for another chance.
Right, and the thing when he got hired there, they hired him as coach and VP of hockey operations or something like that, where he was going to have
some say, the Babcock deal.
The final say or whatever it was in terms of whoever was the GM, and it was the guy.
Truman.
Yes. And so there was a lot of that give and take, and he felt like he had a say.
Yeah.
And then, they brought in Gio and that relationship obviously quickly soured.
Right.
Because then they brought somebody else in to make that final decision and they sided with Joe. And at that point, Waugh felt like, I'm just a coach now and I have no say.
Well, and that's when they ended up bringing in Bednar. And with like 2 weeks' notice, he immediately was able to turn things around, right? At least get them pointed in the right direction.
Right.
We can talk all day about the value of analytics. They should just be a tool to help you with your eye test or whatever. Patrick Waugh would have none of it, and you just can't work that way anymore, right? And all the signs, as you already referenced, in his first year, they went, oh my God, look at that. We finished third in the conference, fucking swept the first round of the playoffs,
right.
Never touched it again, right? And so it's a tool, and he just wanted no part of it. And I think this young Senators team, you better be ready to embrace some of that stuff, right? And because you can't hire a big analytics team, you better have a coach who's willing to listen to the little one that you have, right?
Yep. And now they've said all the right things.
Yep.
They've said that they need an expanded voice in the analytics department.
Yep.
Right? They've said all that. And so we'll see. And I'm hoping with any, you know, you've interviewed a very diverse group here.
Yeah.
Right? You've got guys who have won at the NCAA level, right? What's his face in Providence, where we keep botching his name, Lehman.
Yeah.
He's turned that program around and made it into an NCAA powerhouse.
And TJ Smith has won a Memorial Cup as a head coach.
This is what I'm saying. Has worked up until this year. He was with Washington. Yep. A lot of those guys who won the cup came through Mann's hands, right? And so Mann's hands. Yes. So you've had, and then with the more experienced guys, you got Crawford. Right.
I don't think he's got a shot, which is so weird. I know he's not really the incumbent because he was.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't.
But that's a guy who's a Stanley Cup winning coach. Yeah. And then you have Bonus and Martin's been a cup winning coach as an assistant.
Yep.
Right. Bonus with a pile of success.
Yeah.
So you've got.
You think it's just whoever's willing to work cheap?
No. At this point, I don't believe that to be the case. Okay. What I'm hoping you're interviewing a diverse group.
Oh, diverse.
Diverse. I'm not sure what's happening here. Maybe the IPAs.
Couple of the IPAs, man. They'll get you.
Yeah. Oh, they'll get you. Is even if guys you don't intend to hire, right, it's more information. It's information gathering,
what
right?
What would you do? You get to say that in an interview. How would you handle our young kids and go, I'm not hiring that guy, but I like that idea.
Yeah. Well, you interview Wall and you go, what happened there? How'd you fuck up in Colorado and what would you do differently?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'd take your draft pick and use it.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. So really, yeah, I'm hoping they go in the more established direction.
What does that mean to you? So it's got to be Bonus or Martin. That's it.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I think
I'm with you. That's the smart move.
As a smart move, which means they won't, which means Patrick Waugh may be the next coach.
Sweet.
And he may be the VP of Hockey Ops here and the coach as well.
I had my sister ask me the other day, who you and I both know is at best a casual fan. Go, did I hear that the Sens are going to hire Patrick Waugh? Oh, God, I hope so. Right? Like, because that's in the water now, right? Like,
yeah, there's blood in the water, actually, is what the deal is there. And we'll never go anywhere.
Right.
So, yeah, I get it. Man, kick dirt on the guys behind you big time.
Yeah. So we have a Stanley Cup final set. It is the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. I don't know if you have any thoughts on how the conference finals went down or what to look for. There's almost a week off now before the Cup final starts, which lots of people are up in arms about. But this is always how this goes, right? It's building availability. It's what NBC wants. It's, you know.
It kills it. Every year, the big break and then – like, if it goes seven, it's June 12th will be the final game of the Cup Final. See, that's 3 weeks from now.
But to me, that always feels like it always feels like the Cup Final wraps up about a week before.
For sure.
The awards and the draft. And
but you're killing any momentum at this point.
I agree. But I just don't really blame the league the way a lot of people, like, this happens in the NBA as well. You know, you're kind of tied to the TV schedule and, you know. So let's say the last series, right, with San Jose and St. Louis had ended up going seven. Game seven is Thursday. The earliest you would start the Cup Final would be Saturday. Maybe TD Garden is booked Saturday. You don't want to start Sunday.
And you know they don't want to run up against the NBA Final
No.
either,
no.
right? that is a reality,
for sure,
right?
For sure.
That it's not the NFL, but in the States, the NBA is a big deal.
For sure.
And so now game one.
That's weird with the teams. I know Golden State got through over Portland, but is Golden State, Portland, Milwaukee, Toronto on the NBA side? Can you imagine TV networks being less excited about?
But those draw more.
I agree
than
with you.
Chicago,
I agree.
Than Chicago, New York, NHL final.
I agree
right?
with you. That's I'm just kind of looking at it going, ooh, fuck.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Where is New Orleans and Cleveland?
Anything.
Why can't we have them?
Anything.
In
yeah.
I'm actually very intrigued by the final.
Some blueing and some brewing.
Yeah, like to be honest with you, the second and the third round,
I thought it was just my post Leaf hangover. Normally, when the Leafs get slammed out in the first round, I take the second round off and I'm probably back by the conference. I just haven't been that interested. Right. I've been more interested in the NBA, which is unheard of.
Well, see, and the thing is, everybody who watches hockey or watches sports in general and go, I love the upset.
Yeah.
I love the upset. I love when that happens.
But I don't want to watch.
Okay, and then you're left at the end and you're like,
this sucks.
Islanders, Carolina?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that shit. And even a Blues, Dallas, you're like, no.
No.
Nobody's interested.
True.
So yes, love the upset. Love the upset. We love one.
Right.
Or maybe
I don't need
two
four.
Upsets.
Yeah.
We don't need all upsets, right? Because then it leaves you with a pile of uninteresting shit.
You and I both big time dig Jonathan Toews. And most people would tell you, fuck the Blackhawks. They've been good for so long. I love that they've been good for so long. So whether you love or hate the Blackhawks, ratings, right? That's a big market team that stays in it for a long time, whether they're playing Nashville or St. Louis or whatever's going on. Boston is similar. Obviously, I hate Boston, but they... But I'm just not, as you said, I'm not watching St. Louis Dallas. Like, I'm just not.
But see, the thing is, as an absolute patriot, the Blues have the highest quotient of Canadian players.
Bozak. Sorry.
Of guys from Saskatoon or Southern Saskatchewan, right? Shen's there, I think, and you got
Petrangelo, Parayko,
Schwartz.
Both of those guys are on the market to go to the Leafs.
Schwartz is also, I think, from Saskatchewan. So it's really the Saskatchewan.
Oh, you know me; I'm all in on the Blues. Fuck the Bruins.
Well, I'm all in on the Blues too.
Yeah,
and now
I'm
not
probably
sure.
Getting pumped.
I don't. But can you say that for sure?
No, I can't.
Like,
I have no idea.
The thing is, if you look at the way they play, and it's in. If you watched, did you see any of Peter DeBoer's post game?
No.
DeBoer was saying, for everybody who wants to go small and skilled, he said, that team over there is a big team.
Shows you why you shouldn't.
That can skate.
Yep.
He goes, we have a big team. We don't have a hard team.
Yeah.
And he said, you're looking at two of the three biggest, hardest teams in the final.
Right.
And if you look at Washington last year, right? They played big.
Yep,
they played heavy.
They did.
They played fast.
Yep.
And so DeBoer is saying...
And I don't disagree. And that's concerning for me as a Leaf fan, right?
It should be a concern for anybody who's going fast, small, skilled.
Because when you come up against big, fast, skilled, guess what's going to win out? And that's St.
Jason
Louis.
Jason Strudwick.
Sure.
Okay, but we talk about this. We talked about this, the Lindros effect, right?
Yep.
You go, that's it. We need size.
Right.
We need size and, okay, but we need size. We need skill. We need the two together.
When you can mix them together, that's the big thing, right? And it's got to be so strange for, you know, Bozak, right? Who he's right or wrong. My focus in this series, he got out of Toronto and, hey, fuck, I'm in the Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, hey, look, there's Boston, my old nemesis sitting across the... But he's on a totally different style of team. And he's playing the same role, third line center.
Schwartz's back, baby, right there.
You could argue with less talented wingers than he was playing with in Toronto, where you had Marner and Van Riemsdyk, but in a role where he can easily excel, right? And so we're going to see what's going to happen here against Boston. But Boston, to me... Although it's not as pronounced as people like to pretend that it is, are that big physical team. St. Louis is big, fast, and talented, right? Like Tarasenko is not a small guy. Schwartz is not. And they don't hit and pound, but they're They can just lean on you enough to take the puck, right?
Like, to me, if you look at, they have a fourth line, I think, that has Sundqvist,
yes,
Barbashev,
yep,
and Steen.
Yep.
That's and Barbashev was a 90-point guy in the OHL.
Yep.
Right? But he's a big body. And as you say, they're on you.
Yeah.
On you. And it's just...
Yeah, they're not hammering you, but they are leaning on you. And they're over seven games. Get off me, right?
And like, if you look at... Now, the Sharks came through two seven-game series, Vegas, yeah, and Colorado.
Eliminated two teams and six officials.
Yes. Yes. And the thing is that...
Sorry, go ahead.
The first game, period one... St. Louis out hits San Jose 25-5 in, yeah, the first period. Yeah. And they lost the game 6-3. And you go, yeah, can you really do that in 2019? Is that your deal? Like, are you going to just keep
doing long enough, I guess.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
And you said it. You said it in the green room. They were a ghost,
yeah,
San Jose,
yeah,
in terms of what kind of team they were. No Hurdle.
No Pavelski,
no Carlson,
yep,
no win.
Right.
No chance.
And we're going to get to Carlson in a
you
couple of minutes.
You got no chance. Right? And if you need Martin Jones, who had a terrible regular season,
yep,
on a good team.
Yep. He was fine.
He was above average,
yep,
in the playoffs.
Yep.
And he wasn't the reason they didn't win last night.
That's
right. But you needed that guy to stand on his head.
Right.
And... it just wasn't going to happen.
No.
And when that second goal went in, how, yeah, often do you see it when two goals go in, you go, first period, and I'm like, that game is done.
Right.
What's happening on the Voice? What's happening in the Raptors game? Like, really? That, and that's, I kept checking in.
Sure.
I went, oh, 2-1. Well, yeah. What's happening? What's going on here? 3-1.
Yeah.
Voice.
Game. Yeah.
Right? I could tell there was nothing happening. And as you said, they were run right out of the building by size. And we talked about it earlier in this playoffs. And I'll let you speak in 1 second.
Okay.
But maybe. That defense that the Blues have.
Let me just. You go ahead.
Is so big and it's so hard to get to the front of the net. Right? I'll be interested to see if anybody beyond that that Bruins top line,
yeah,
can
is
do
Marcus
that.
Marcus Johansson getting there, right? Yeah. It is
what? Joem Nokem Yokem.
JFK.
Yeah.
I wonder when you look at this matchup.
Joakim Nordstrom.
Yep. I wonder, is this the best and, you know, given your just brutal age, you'll be better to speak to this. Is this the...
Waiting for that CBP to kick in, baby!
Can't wait to get to Shoppers at 5 p.m. for my early...
Swish LA,
yeah,
by 3:30.
Exactly.
Hey, with fuck you, by the way.
Yeah, that's fair. Jordan Binnington, is this... It's harder to measure, maybe, in this climate, in this type of league. Is this the best kind of out-of-nowhere goaltending performance since Dryden? I guess you could throw Cam Ward in there in 06, kind of came out of nowhere and won.
Steve Penny, maybe?
Sure, oh yeah. it's interesting to me, man, that this guy comes up on January 3rd, their last in the league. I know everyone's heard that 100 times by now.
Yeah, but behind this the Senator is bad.
But this team was never that bad, was but it?
I'm loving the Laura Brannigan, too, the Gloria.
For sure. That's been a ton of fun. Like, they're not...
Okay.
Last place, bad.
All right. See, you and I, and we can talk, we can hearken all the way back. I had the Blues finishing third in the division in our preseason,
right,
prognostication.
Okay. That's where they ended up.
Right. But 1 point out, one, yeah, they did. Yeah. But 1 point out of first, right? It was in that final day.
Yeah, that's right.
So they, and I think you had them close in that area.
Probably. I don't remember.
They are a way better team than their first half of the season.
For sure.
And so you had to look at it and go, is that Mike Yeo? Is that message shitty and old and tired?
Right.
Because Craig Berube, by all accounts, right?
Notorious face puncher.
Yeah. Well, and a notorious team guy.
Yep.
Right? And that's what anybody who knew Berube and played with him said, yeah, He's the ultimate team guy.
Right.
Right? A good speaker, good in the room guy. And so, yeah, he's obviously brought in this older, old school kind of. Yeah, well, and honestly, he's got to be responsible for the tune too.
He's not. Did you hear the story?
It's something about a...
It's just a couple of the guys in a bar in Philly after a game. And every time the Eagles game went to commercial, the DJ was just playing Gloria in the bar, kept going crazy. I'm like, well, let's take it home, see what happens.
Why are people going crazy in the, like, what's happening?
I don't know. You're drunk as shit on a Sunday afternoon. You ever been there, man?
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Today.
And you know what? It's funny because I was in Dublin, Ireland, and...
Oh, as opposed to Dublin, Minnesota.
Ohio.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, come on, Dublin Core. It's an absolutely known library scheme.
Sure.
Come on. And so, yeah, there'd be a break when the band would stop, and the first tune, didn't matter what bar you were in, what pub you were in, the band stopped, or there was a break in the action, they'd play Jackson by Johnny Cash.
Okay. I kind of like it.
Well, and the people will go
That's
mental.
That's all it takes, right?
And the people will go mental for it. And I'm like, is it 2017? Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Like, I'm in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
And so it's amazing what catches on where.
For sure.
And why it is.
Yeah. As things are winding down, there's clearly a last shift. That's the last shift in the game. And Berube throws out O'Reilly, Bozak, and Perron for the final shift. A lot of people reading into that, you know, veterans who haven't had the chance to do this, although Perron did a year ago with Vegas. Any thoughts on that? Because there was sort of some counter... None of those guys were here last year, right? Like, as we were trying to build this, you know, Perron came in at the beginning, as did O'Reilly.
Well, seeing O'Reilly, though, as such a highly touted prospect. I can't believe,
like, Buffalo traded him for saying, I'm sick of losing. Okay, well, then go here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll win. Well, thank you.
Okay, but he came to Buffalo through Colorado.
That's right.
Not?
Yeah, that's right.
And so he is, to me, I don't know if he ended up with 80 points. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But he is a... To me, he's a killer.
He's a playoff guy.
He's a killer at both ends of the ice.
Yep.
And so.
We're missing him at World Championships right now.
Yeah. Well, and he was awesome last year.
Yes, he was. That's right.
And so I think he is one of the, you know, again, you and I follow guys from junior right up.
Yeah.
But he's a stud. He's a stud that's sort of in that.
That second tier.
That second tier, just nestled underneath, right? That not everybody pays a pile of attention to.
Right, right.
So I have no idea what was happening there. Throw Jaden Schwartz and see if he can crush another couple goals in. and really, I'm not sure where it was. It was one of the major networks. And somebody saying, oh, you know who it was? It was dumbass Brian Burke. He's not going to be on the show, is he? Can I rip on Brian Burke?
Sure, go to town.
He's comparing Jaden Schwartz to John Drews.
Oh, no.
Well, I could. What has John Drews ever done before or after?
That one goal.
That one, you know, where he had 13 or 14 goals in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Schwartz has a
Jaden Schwartz, a killer two-way player.
Well, and he's got a history and he's got a future,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
John Drews was just this.
Jaden Schwartz can't be more than 23 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, are you kidding me, man? That's a terrible analogy.
Yeah. I think the last thing we wanted to touch on as we get out of here, with the Sharks being eliminated, it leaves the future of Erik Karlsson in major, major limbo. I believe, just so we can get this out of the way, the Senators will collect a second round pick. For having him, and they make the conference final, and
no, they were going to get the second if they made the final.
It's a first if they made the final.
No, it's a second, and if he re-signs, that second becomes a first. So that's off the table. The second is off the table.
The first is off the table.
The first is off the table.
Yeah.
If he re-signs, I believe they still get a second.
Okay.
So I was actually hoping for the Sharks.
Yes, no doubt.
To get in. Fuck him, but yes for the pick, please.
I don't believe there's any chance he's re-signing there.
I don't believe so either.
I'm shocked I'm saying that because when he was dealt there at the beginning of the season, it seemed like a really good fit. But with the injuries that he's had and the Ottawa media, and fair enough, wants to trace this all the way back to playing on half a foot going to the conference final, to me, that raised his value more than it dropped it by saying on half a foot, here's what I'm able to lead this team to.
Okay. In that 18 games in that run to the conference finals where they went to game 7, 18 games he had 19 points.
Right.
This season, he missed the last 6 weeks of the regular season.
Yep.
In 19 games, he had 16 points.
Right.
Like, to me, the guy, and he's still playing hurt.
Yes.
Like, he is clear.
Now.
Okay, no. And he didn't play the last game and a half.
Nope.
But clearly, he was not 100%. So, whatever Ottawa fans or anybody else, you cannot question that guy's
desire
or heart. Right? This is it.
Let's say, because we both know there isn't, let's say there was a chance he was coming back to Ottawa.
Okay.
What are you prepared to give him in terms of term and money? Because I think...
I'm willing to give him $50 million over 5 years.
Holy fuck. I'm willing to give him $25 over 5 years.
Okay. And somebody...
So it's term for both of us. I'm not paying you long term.
Yeah, okay, but... And really, it's... I think that guy, and DeBoer said it last night too, they asked him about that, and he said, yeah, in the 2 months we had him in prime from early December through late January, best defenseman in the league.
Yep, agreed.
Nobody controls the game.
That's right.
Like he does. Now, that being said, Achilles,
yeah, I said
ankle,
to you last summer.
And groin. Like, to me, this is an...
I'm not paying that guy long term. If he wants to be, and he doesn't, and we could, but if he wants to be a Leaf for 1 year to up his value again before trying UFA, you know, hoping he stays healthy, and then I can't do it, man. I can't. I just don't trust it yet.
See, and this is...
Somebody better equipped can give him 5 years and hope for the best. But if I'm him, I don't want to do that. Okay. I want a 1 year deal to reestablish my value, and I'll try UFA next summer.
But he's 5'10. He was drafted at 135 pounds.
Yeah.
But I think 105 of that was balls. If there's anybody who's...
Oh, man, there was a long time where that wasn't the opinion of him.
No, but what I'm saying is, if there's anybody who's willing to bet on himself, he walked away from, depending on what you want to say, 8 years, $80 to $88 million here in Ottawa.
Yep.
Ottawa clearly wasn't willing to give him the lockout protection.
Right. And the signing bonuses, the heavy cash
that
stuff
that your stars are getting right now.
That's right.
Right? So, but in terms of AAV, Ottawa was there with the Doughty money.
Yep.
And so he's like, nope, I can get that somewhere else.
Yep.
I'm going to bet on me.
Oof.
Okay, so... So right away you go, ooh.
Got enough balls to do it.
And when we had Ian Mendez here in studio, right?
Yeah.
He was talking about who has the higher AAV next year, Marner or Carlson?
That's right. I think hindsight now, because we're a month removed from that, I think at the time it was a really tough question. I think if we're going into September, it's Marner.
Okay, well, and both Ian and I both thought it was Marner.
Right.
At that point, a month ago.
Yeah.
And I don't
but
think...
But 2 years from now...
Okay, I don't think, and again, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't think Carlson is against trying to reinflate his market value.
That's your only play, isn't it?
By taking a 1 year in Tampa or in Toronto.
Wherever.
Yeah. Right, but on a winning team.
Yep.
You come
makes
back,
you look good, right?
You come back
I'm
healthy.
I'm paired with Victor Hedman for a year.
And I'm going to come in as a right-hand shot defenseman, and we're going to do something big.
Right, right? For $6 million.
And then well, whatever the value is, right, to me, if there's a guy who's going to say, all right, fuck it, I don't care.
Right.
I'll take 1 year on myself,
yep.
And we'll do the... We'll do the PK Subban thing.
Sure.
Montreal, you don't want to pay me? You want to bridge me in?
I'll see you in 2 years. It'll be $9 million.
I'll see you at $9 million over a year.
It was $9 million.
Yeah. Yep. Suck it.
Yeah. And I agree with that.
And so now, and now you're paying me in tax-free money in Tennessee.
Yep.
Yeah. So if I wouldn't do it.
I can't do long-term.
And, okay. And but I mean, I wouldn't do the 1 year.
Okay.
But to me.
If you were him or the team?
If I'm him. If I'm him with the injury problems I have, yeah, I'm taking.
Man, that's the thing. I'm taking
wherever
balls.
I can get the money at this point.
Columbus will give me 6 years. I'm going to Columbus.
Well, you know who you're hearing? It's the Rangers.
Yeah, it is. And that would kickstart their rebuild if he's healthy.
Okay, but why not the Flyers? I was on there. They got all. They have.
Almost, they got space.
They got almost $30 million in cap space.
Yeah, they got space.
Right? And you bring him in there? Their money is almost exclusively tied up. All they have to resign right now is Provorov,
yeah,
and Konechny.
Yep,
that's who. That's the
and those are good prospects, but they're not $10 million. Those are
for sure
five or
this
six.
This is what I'm saying, yeah, is, and yep, so Philly could weigh in on that.
Yeah,
and I'm not like hearing that. Philly anywhere.
No, I am. I'm not either.
And so, what I'm saying, fly that.
So, do you think at this point, and I think we've talked about this before, his wife is in the fashion industry or something.
She's a
like
tattoo
that
artist.
Oh, then that can happen anywhere.
Okay, but she was his tattoo artist because he was married to his little Swedish high school sweetheart here.
I kind of like him a little more at this moment.
Okay, and then ditched her and yeah, hooked up with his Ottawa tattoo artist.
I'm going to tattoo you for a little while, yeah. You know what? So she's not going to weigh into it, right? Like in terms of she – like there's a ton of talk that – Panarin wants to be in a Miami or a New York or a Los Angeles for his wife, right?
Yep, for his Russian roots.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess his wife is somehow a model or something.
But I think she's Russian.
Yes.
Right. And no, and we talked about this before.
Right.
Columbus, Ohio,
no,
not the center of Russian
not
culture.
So, good. Yeah.
So they are looking even what Chicago was.
Right.
Right. So he is clearly looking for a metropolis.
He's going to hang tight here with Bobrovsky down in Miami shortly.
But well, where's Breezy? Where's right. Galop? I don't want to go to Winnipeg because there's
why
no culture here.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Breezy. Where are you now?
There's nothing about her that's going to pull him to New York.
His wife, no.
No.
No. I heard today Florida Panthers.
Man, they could be really good really fast because okay, they've cleared some space. They brought in Joel Quenneville.
They got a guy named Mike Hoffman there.
They got a guy. Yeah, it's not a good situation. They got a guy named James Reimer there, though. He can bring you in. He's,
okay, but all I'm saying is Bobrovsky Hoffman and Carlson in the
no,
same change room.
It's not gonna be, yeah,
like that
it's not
seems
happening.
Highly unlikely.
Well, you got to know that on July 1st, when the Florida Panthers announced they've signed Erik Karlsson, the Hoffmans are at home looking for real estate. Somewhere
signs
else.
Going up, baby, right there.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's interesting. To me, there won't be anything more interesting this summer than what happens with Erik Karlsson. Not just because of the hockey side of it, but he was already on that kind of top end. Are we still signing this age guy to the long-term thing?
Yeah.
Now he's got injuries,
well,
but he's also a top three at worst. Like, even when he's at 70%, he's a top
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. Well, you watch him in game five
yeah.
when they pulled him, he could do only like C cuts.
Yes,
skating forward.
True. Yeah,
like he couldn't lift his skates off the ice.
But how do you
it's
sit
like you're
there?
You're skating backwards.
How do you sit there as a GM and go, nah, not interested? He might in October come in and light your team up for 6 points in
right.
one game.
Because
right?
like, to me, clearly, what's happening to him now, and again, St. Louis was able to get on.
Yes.
The San Jose defense,
that's right, yep.
and they targeted Karlsson,
yep.
and I saw more big hits on Karlsson than I've ever seen before, right? Like, the Marner effect we talk about is the same with Karlsson. You go, slight body,
yep.
somebody's going to blow that fucker up.
Right.
But you can't. Edge
no,
work,
you
all
hit
those
him, yeah.
Exactly. You gotta line them up.
Yep.
And so it doesn't happen, and yet I saw St. Louis do it better than
right.
I've ever seen, and so clearly he's not able to get out of the way of those hits. But if it's a groin issue, groins heal, man. If you're given the time.
I don't give mine the time.
No,
we got to do this now.
There's heavy abuse. But that is super interesting. What's going
to
happen
to me?
With
it
him.
Will be the story of the off season, just like it kind of was last season, right? July 2nd, had one of the local radio hosts up here talking about it's done, he's going to Tampa or whatever. Like, no, he's not.
You actually texted me at I don't know what time it was. Yeah. It was late.
Yeah.
This guy says it's done.
And I'm looking at it going, Carlson to Tampa, and I'm like, okay, so I'm already thinking, you know, what's going to happen, right?
Yanni Gord?
Right, yeah. There's all kinds of I've been going through their AHL team, yeah. Right? Looking at going, Tyler Johnson, come on, sure, we could do all those sorts of sure. things.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, not happening.
I didn't have, fuck.
I blame Eugene Melnyk.
Patrick Waugh, I blame sure, Patrick
obviously.
Waugh.
We'll be back later on in the week with more talk and sports. We'll have
more beers.
Yeah, no doubt. But to me, that's going to be the story of the offseason. Now, the offseason is not upon us. We got a cup final. We'll weigh in more on that as it gets a little closer. The Bruins and the Blues.
It starts up in a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'll have plenty of time to get yourself set. But until then, you can give us a follow on Twitter at Tall Can Audio, Instagram at Tall Can Audio, Facebook.com/Tall Can Audio. For Rob, I'm Matt, and we'll get the hell out of here.
Stay classy, San Diego.
See ya.
We're not going to be fucking sucked this year. Yeah!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.